This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. The weather in South America has continued to perform as expected. We'll have more right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The rainy monsoon season is continuing to bring plenty of moisture to the fields in South America. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, good rains across the bulk of Brazil in the short term, but the southern portion and the very far north eastern portions on the drier side. Argentina a little bit on the drier side in the 1 to 5 day forecast. But as you go out to the 6 to 10 day, all of those areas except for that northeastern portion of Brazil are going to see good rain. So overall, no major concerns about the corn and bean areas in Brazil and Argentina.
McBride said planting progress is continuing at a good pace as well.
Yeah, we're doing very well. Brazil is well ahead of the five-year average for bean planting, and last year, 69% complete. That puts them 9% above the five-year average and about 12% ahead of last year. Corn planting really moving along here. It is ahead of the five-year average, but still just a touch behind last year, sitting at 81%, so 2% above the five-year average. And we go out to Argentina. They are just now getting started with their soybean planting. 12% is where they're at right now, 3% ahead of the five-year average and 4% ahead of last year. Corn planting doing very well, just in line with the five-year average and just slightly ahead of last year. So overall, despite the early dryness that we saw, Both countries doing very well to get caught up and even get ahead of those five-year averages for planting pace.
Find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.